This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
KYW Original Podcasts.
A dream of a restaurant here on South 12th Street, right next to a nightmare.
Mexican-American restaurant, hoping for the long term here.
Restaurateur Teddy Soros opens his eighth restaurant this weekend called Sueño, which means dream. It's located next to his Halloween pop-up, A Nightmare Before Tinsel.
This is a podcast about food in and around Philadelphia.
That's a quick, delicious, flavorful bite.
It was really hard for me to get into it.
Stories from behind the kitchen.
This is a wood-burning oven from Italy.
It is intense.
And hear about quirky stuff, too.
Eat a pint of ice cream as quickly as you can, and then resume the 5K.
This is What's Cooking on KYW.
I'm Hadass Kuznets at 114 South 12th Street with Teddy Soros. He is the owner of Sueño and also Nightmare Before Tinsel. The two are right next door. So one is a dream and one is a nightmare?
Yes, it is. One's a nightmare pop-up. So we decided to make the space a restaurant, the nightmare space a restaurant this year, as opposed to just a bar with a Halloween concept. We then acquired the space next door called Sueño, Mexican-style restaurant, Mexican-American street food.
You're all over the place.
We're everywhere. We're also in the corner of Finn McCool's, so it's an Irish pub, so everything.
So this year it's different because you do have seating out on the...
The city allowed us this year to do the outdoor seating because of COVID, obviously, so we had to build these parklet areas, and there are six tops. We have seven tables outside, and we're going to have them heated and everything for the fall.
So Nightmare Before Tinsel is a pop-up that people are familiar with, and then Sueño is a restaurant.
Correct. Sueño is a restaurant. It's a, again, Mexican-American street food style restaurant.
So that's opening this weekend.
Open this weekend. Yeah, we'll be ready to go this weekend.
All right. And both of these now, are these both restaurants now? Because Tinsel, Nightmare Before Tinsel used to be like a bar, but...
It was a bar.
But that's a COVID problem.
Yes, it's a COVID thing. So we are serving food out of Tinsel. You purchase your tickets, you get a free cocktail and food as well, and then you get to walk through the entire activation. It's just, where it's like a...
Like haunted house style?
Yeah, it's a haunted house. We want to call it a haunted house. It's more like a restaurant with an art installation.
Like Instagrammable,
yes,
frightening
exactly.
Thing.
Everything's Instagrammable. We have a cool electric chair in the back that you can take a picture for your friends. But it's a cool walkthrough. And then, you know, there's people inside walking you through and helping you, and there's some cool sounds. So it's exciting. It's like we figured we'll collaborate, like you said, the dream and the nightmare.
So Sueño is the restaurant,
yes.
Right? Okay, so tell me about Sueño. It's Mexican food?
Mexican food. It's very street foodish. So everything that we do, we have a ton of margaritas, we have street corn, we have tacos, of course, and it's going to be changing weekly. The menu is going to be constantly changing because we want to stick with the seasons as well.
I like this little window, this like pop-up. It looks like a beach hut, but it's part of the restaurant.
It's our takeout window, yeah. It's ideal for both of the restaurants next to each other, right? So we also offer the Halloween cocktails as they allow us to drink, to do the takeout cocktails. So if we could do takeout cocktails, we figured we would do both outside of that window.
So what's it like to run restaurants? I mean, you don't have just this. You have Brew. You have a whole bunch of other places.
Brew, Bloom, Tradesmen's. Like, we have a lot of these restaurants. And, you know, during COVID, we just got to get creative. It's not easy, of course, for the restaurant industry right now, after all we've been through. So we got to do what we can to go with the times, you know? And I went from owning, like, bars, and I would, let's say, quote-unquote nightclubs to just straight restaurants seated, you know, four tops inside, six tops outside. And we just, we're rolling with the punches. We're just going to wait till we'll ride this whole thing out, you know, and see what happens when hopefully next year hits and we're going to be better.
Are you able to? Because I know it's got to be hard. I mean, we're seeing restaurants closing, big restaurateurs, Stephen Starr is closing some places. You're like, we're hearing this left and right. Is that affecting you? And also, how do you not close?
Well, of course, a lot of things affect us. The day-to-day affects us. Unfortunately, somebody as big as a powerhouse as Stephen Starr has a restaurant closing or a few restaurants closing. It's sad, but you know, I feel like whoever is going to be in this game is going to survive and survives it is going to be fine by next year. It affects us, of course. It affects us daily. It's nowhere near what the sales we were doing last year, and we're not as comfortable as we were last year as well. But you know, I think it makes you stronger. Anything you go through in your life makes you stronger. I think, like I said, if we get through this, we can get through anything.
It seems like this is the time right now, October. It's that we're about to hit that seasonal change. All right, what are your thoughts about that?
The biggest worry, obviously, is the weather. Cold weather is just going to be another hurdle. And if we bring in these heaters and we can creatively do it where we can get through this winter, we'll be fine by spring. But the winter is going to be a tough one. We're going to have 50% seating, of course, which we currently have. We're going to operate with 6 feet apart and the partitions, and we're just going to do our best to get through this the next few months. But if we can get through the entire shutdown, we can get through this harsh winter.
Are you worried at all personally about COVID?
Listen, COVID is real, and obviously it is. Unfortunately, people have passed away. Have I had it? I don't know. You know, I do protect myself. I protect my staff. And if I can get through the next few months with the indoor seating, then I'll be fine, I believe. You know, I think I'm healthy enough, but you never know. So am I worried? Of course. I would be a fool not to. But I think, just like anything else, I would be able to get through that as well. I just worry about the people that work for me, with me, and my customers. The most important thing is making sure that they're safe, because without all those three, we have nothing, you know? So try to keep myself healthy, my family healthy, and then my entire staff and all my customers healthy. Those are the most important things.
How has the industry changed, and how are you rolling with the punches? Well, what's different this year?
It's completely changed. I mean, we went from seating at the bar, shots, you know, everybody having parties. Parties are a huge thing we're missing out on, and we can't do the parties right now. Holiday parties right now, we would have been booked for holiday parties through December for sure. Fall Fest, we just missed out on this past weekend. I mean, these are huge days for us. New Year's Eve is not even a discussion right now. New Year's Day, again, not even a discussion. It's sad that we're going through this, but again, whatever we have to do to keep everybody healthy, we will do it. I mean, this is just a sit-down restaurant that closes by 11 p.m. We have 4 hours to hopefully make some money, you know, for us, the staff, and pay rent. I mean, right now, we're paying our bills. We're, you know, hopefully getting a little bit for ourselves and just getting by. That's not the way I've ever lived. I've always wanted to, you know, next level. What can we do next? What can we do more? Until the vaccine is out, until everybody gets healthy, until everything is real again, this is what we have to live by.
Are you doing all right? Is your business doing all right? Because you're not shutting down.
No, we had to initially shut down, of course. We started doing some takeout.
But you're not closing.
No, we're not gonna close.
Financial, how do you swing that?
You know what? We just make sure that our numbers work with cutting the hours of staff, unfortunately, changing our menus to coincide with the current situation, with the times, that no loss of product, you know, changing our prices, not even on the higher end. We're not trying to raise our prices because that works against us. If anything, we just change the cocktails and like I said, the ingredients in the food for the highest profit margin. And we're working with our landlords to hopefully be able to make our rent work until everything gets back to normal.
So you're just trying to get by.
We're just trying to get by. Like I tell my staff, like, let's get through this. Once we get through this, we're, you know, all the strong that survive will flourish in the end.
So what are you looking for? You're looking for, like, what, March, April, the summer?
I am very optimistic that March, April, 1 year from the day that this happened, that things will, I can't say they're going to be 100%, but I'm very optimistic that they're going to get at least close enough.
Sounds like you're banking on it.
I am banking on it. I pray for that that's going to happen.
So if it doesn't get better, then would you have just lost a whole bunch of... Because, well, I understand it takes a lot of time to make that money back.
Sure. You know, just like anything else, like, you know, you work, you have your goals, and you hope your goals come through at the end, you know, you get to that point. But we don't know, and it's going to be a little bit of a blow if it's not 100% by March. But again, I'm just going to have to change the way we think, and just until it does get to that point, until we're back to normal, you know.
So, but you've also expanded. So you, yes. This is new, right?
Yeah. So this, we purchased this building right before COVID happened. So we had no choice but to open up this as a restaurant.
So you own the whole building?
Yes, we own this building. Yeah, we.
That's the only way to go, right? Because you're the landlord.
I'm the landlord. Sure. The only person that can kick us out is the bank, you know. But and we hope that's not going to happen. But we also own the bricks next door and the next door to that. So the other properties that we have, we don't own, and those are the ones we worry about the most.
The ones that you don't own.
The ones we do not own, yes.
Yeah, that's what I've heard, that restaurateurs are saying that if you don't own the building, then you're in the danger zone.
Yes, unfortunately. Like, you want to hopefully have a good landlord that it will understand and defer rent, which we're in the situation now where we're deferring rent. It'd be ideal if some of the rent was forgiven, but a lot of landlords aren't able to, yeah.
And then you have apartments upstairs?
Well, one of our buildings has apartments upstairs. The second building next door has potential apartments that we have a building permit for, but right now it's probably not the ideal time to start, you know, developing. And then above this one, this newest one where Sueño is, it's just office space and one apartment, but it's still has to be developed. So
does that pay for the restaurant?
It would when it's rented. One day, yeah.
You'll get there.
We'll get there. With big dreams.
So what else do you want to tell us about Sueño?
Again, Mexican-American restaurant, hoping for the long term here. It's something that I've always wanted to do, was another concept, which we have a German concept, an Irish bar restaurant. We have American, which is our barbecue restaurant. We have Bloom, which is very Instagrammable restaurant. We have very many concepts. Uptown Beer Garden, which is, you know, an outdoor beer garden, fun picnic tables. U-Bahn, which is a German underground, quote-unquote, nightclub, you want to call it. So our pop-up Halloween bar, Christmas bar. You know, this is just another cool thing that I've wanted to do for a really long time. I love Mexican food, so figured let's go for it.
All right. Sueño is at 114 South 12th Street. So this is restaurant number?
Eight. Number eight, yeah.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much. It's a great team. Thank you.
That's it for this episode of What's Cooking on KYW. You can follow the show and get other delicious tidbits on Instagram at foodinthe215. And follow me on Twitter and Facebook for more news and insights at Hadas Kuznets. If you have a food tip or feedback about the show, reach out. And please take a moment to help us by rating and reviewing the show on iTunes. It helps us to keep making the podcast and get it to new listeners. I'm Hadas Kuznets, and that's What's Cooking.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.